Okay, moving into item number 25, clarifying the limits of keeping salmon for personal use during an open commercial fishery. This is also a decision. Are you taking this? Oh, Mike, you're taking that one. There's no name on the agenda, so.
I wanted it that way. This is going to be a lot easier than LED lights. So I just thought I'd summarize this real quick. The rule proposal before you amends 220.354.030 to clarify how many salmon commercial fishermen may take home for personal use. The rule affects all commercial fishing industry sectors, including trollers, gill netters, purse seiners, and reef net fishermen, and provides guidance with respect to how many salmon and what salmon species a commercial fisherman may take home from their commercially harvested allotment for personal use. So this rule amendment's necessary to eliminate some longstanding confusion. Currently, the limit of use that can be retained for personal, the amount of fish that can be retained for personal use is tied to the sport limit, whatever that may be. So that can be a moving target. There's lots of confusion out there. We received a few more letters since the last time you were briefed. I don't know how many that was, Tammy? Four or five. And a common theme is that somehow taking a portion of the legal catch, something that's already harvested within the allocation, within the SA impacts already considered, and accounted for on sworn catch reports, is extra opportunity. It's not. It's not extra opportunity. Even Mr. Hamilton will concede that a dead fish is a dead fish. It's not more dead fish. It's a matter of what can be done with those dead fish. Mr. Hamilton's concern is that the agency lacks the authority for the rule that currently exists and therefore for the amendment. This has been vetted with the Attorney General's office, who doesn't agree. So I would expect more on that front. I've had some very lengthy discussions with Mr. Hamilton, who's a very intelligent individual. I hope he reads the record. Very intelligent individual, who I like, but we don't agree on this matter. So we did make, just to point out, a couple of technical amendments from the original rule proposal. And I'm not sure what you have in your packet, but my copy shows those technical amendments in red. And so just to briefly go through those, Mr. Chair, under 1A, we changed the word retain to possess. Under 1AI, we lined out the word licensed before fishing vessel, and we added fishing vessel designated on the commercial fishing license. So a clarification there. And then under 1B, 1C, you'll see that we reference the correct fish buying licenses. We had some legislative changes, not this session, but the session before, and there were some wrong references here also to statute. I did notice in reading this over last night that we have a word that doesn't belong in the underlined sentence, and I would recommend as an amendment on the floor that we eliminate that word. So where it says except that a person who is, and then it says as a wholesale fish buyer, I would recommend that you eliminate the word as. Did I confuse everybody? Okay. That's all I have, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Deputy Chief. So any discussion? Seeing none, a motion?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll be making the motion. I'd like to speak to the motion, and perhaps somebody else would like to make an amendment per Deputy Chief's recommendation. So first, let me start the ball off by saying I move to adopt the salmon personal use rule as presented by staff.
I'll second it to get the process going.
Yeah.
Motion
okay.
made, seconded. And I know Commissioner Baker, you wanted...
I'll go after.
Oh, okay.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for the presentation, and thank you for the public comment. I think it would be a good idea, Mike, if we could maybe a year from now have an annual report. Among other things, I think everybody would be interested to know, the actual number of the take-home fish taken, recorded, so that, we can know that information. I think people in this room and outside this room would be interested in knowing that information. So I assume that would be agreeable to you.
Mr. Chair, yes, thank you. Commissioner Kehoe, that is agreeable. I want to be clear with respect to what information that you're going to require us to report out on. I would assume number of fish taken home by sector and perhaps compliance.
I think so. If there's any difficulties that you've encountered as far as enforcement, or that would be a proper subject of the.
We can easily collect that information, yes, sir.
Commissioner Baker.
Well, I'll be voting for this. I think it's absolutely common sense, so long as the fish is recorded, taken by law within the appropriate allocation. When we talked about this a month or so ago, I did have a concern. I don't see it raised, so I'm saying this more for intent than anything. The way we spoke about it was that the captain of the boat could take a fish or two, and he or she could also give some to his crew in lieu of wages. And what I'm concerned about is I want to make it real clear that I'm voting for this, assuming that in lieu of wages is at the crew's request. The crew says, oh, yeah, don't give me my whatever, $15. Give me a fish. That's fine with me. What I'm worried about is that this could be misinterpreted, and then people who aren't as scrupulous as most boat captains could be insisting that their crew take catch as wages, and that would not be okay. So I'd just like to just make it clear that that's something that I just don't want to see happen.
Thank you, Commissioner Baker. And Mr. Chair, most commercial operators sign contracts with their crew, and they know up front how they're going to receive compensation and at what level. Generally, it's a percentage of the value of the catch. And so I don't know that it's typical, and I hope I must have left you with the impression that it was, that somehow fish are traded in lieu of cash. It could be more of a bonus. I mean, at the end of the day, if that fish isn't sold, both the crew and the skipper get that much less. So that's the effect on the wage.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A question on the technicality of the motion. As presented by staff, and there's some indication that maybe an amendment might be necessary, I interpreted that motion as presented by staff to include the written material and the verbal material, and that no amendment might be necessary to cover any minor technical corrections.
Right. I'm just moving on down.
Yeah.
Mr. Carpenter.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This issue came up fairly quickly, and I understand it. I really do understand it, and I think it makes sense. 3 o'clock in the morning, I woke up, and I got my notepad out, and I wrote a bunch of stuff down, things that were bothering me about it, and things I wanted to raise today. But then this morning, we sat down, a group of the commissioners and deputy chief, and I talked to Joe as well, and so I'm satisfied with it. I asked Commissioner Kehoe to include the annual review process because I think it's very, very important to provide the oversight on an item that we've passed. So I the only caveat I have, and I'm not going to challenge it, is I'm a little concerned that we might be in a bigger hurry than we need to be, and I hope that's not the case. So I'm going to vote for it with that caveat.
Thank you. Mr. Grable.
I've heard the public comment and comments that I've received really understand, you know, about the fact that these are commercially caught. It comes out of that quota. That's not the issue. There is some question about, you know, tax liability, you know, with the boats in terms of bartering for fish with their crew. You know, there's some fuzzy lines legally that I think I would be more comfortable if we explored. And I'm not sure I'm stating that completely, but there are reasons to examine this more closely. And I don't know that we need to do, you know, pass this today to satisfy those questions. Another question I have is the arbitrary limit of three fish. I understood what Greg commented about. They don't follow the rules and they change and all that. I've never been in a fishery that allowed more than two fish a day, personally, for recreational fishing. I understand that. I think maybe Willapa Bay, they had a limit of four fish last year, but that was extremely high. And in fact, in the Upper Columbia, we're often restricted to fewer fish than that. And so that's one consideration, is that if we're talking about not alleviating concerns from the recreational fishery to having a limit of three is more generous than most recreational anglers experience. And I, like Larry Carpenter, wonder why we're in a real big hurry when there are potential legal questions that could be answered around this. And so that's my position. I think maybe we need to step back, answer those questions, and consider this at a later date.
Motion's been made, seconded. Discussion? Any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for a vote. All those in favor of the motion as put forth and seconded, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign?
No.
No. One no. So motion carries. Thank you, Deputy Chief.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.